Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all.
We got new merch available, and telling you right now, we sell them.
It's hot.
We sell them quick, and we just love the fact that you guys like them.
So we're gonna keep selling them. If you look down in the merch bar right there, or go to Bad Friends Merch, go to badfriendsmerch.com.
Click whatever you need to click.
Or go get it. Also,
or go get it.
Also, your boy is gonna be in Salt Lake City, April 8, 9, 10.
Wise Guys, one of my favorite.
Wise
clubs
Guys,
in
and then
Salt Lake.
At the end of April, I'm gonna be in. Addison at the Improv. So go to
AndrewSantino.com. Of all time.
Me too. Go to AndrewSantino.com to get those tickets and buy some merch down below. Thank you.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
What's the vote? What's the consensus?
That you're gay.
People think that I'm bisexual.
Someone wrote a song about it.
Someone wrote a song about it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh. A love song?
Somebody wrote... Okay, so last week, the episode did well.
A very hot guy.
Ooh.
Oh, it's just a little bi. Just a little bi. 45% of bi.
45% bi.
Just a little bi. Just a little bi. Just a little bi. 45% of bi.
Dance! Make her dance!
She won't
mix together like a pro yo swirl. Bobby took a test because Rudy ran him out, and the answer came back without a doubt. Bobby tried to say that it's a bowl, be like Santino.
It's a great
Bobby's
song.
Just a little bi. That's a great song. Continuation from last week. Bobo is back from Hawaii.
Makalaka
Henu. Mahalo,
mahalo to you. Bro, geez, when I was in Hawaii, I saw this. I saw a couple of that Woody Allen thing.
Well, what, the documentary? Do you watch it?
No, the two movies. I saw Manhattan and Annie Hall.
How were they?
Really good.
Yeah?
He's a great filmmaker. People don't realize. He does slapstick well.
Mm-hmm.
No, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Slapstick. He does Bananas now, and Sleeper were slapsticky.
I don't know. It's Sun Yi is his daughter.
I have no idea what you're saying right now.
Let's make it up.
Oh, you want to make it up?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make it up. Go ahead.
No, wait a minute. In the documentary, Andres, you saw it?
Not yet.
So,
Did you see the documentary?
No, I didn't watch it yet. I wanted to watch it. Neil Brennan had the best joke. He said, it's the worst Woody Allen movie I've ever seen.
It's funny. Yeah.
So he adopts this girl from where?
He doesn't adopt.
She was
already pre-adopt.
What do you mean?
By Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow had already had
so she already
this little chingling. You know, because you can get chinglings from over there for like cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
So she got 50 of them.
She has a bunch.
A discount. You know what I mean?
So she adopts this girl.
She got in bulk. She got chinglings in bulk.
She got Costco chinglings?
Yeah. So they came over, right? Named them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're Moses, you know what I mean?
Moses?
Yeah, there's one with the thick glasses.
His name is Moses.
It's Moses.
Okay.
I'm Moses? Yeah, you're Moses. Yeah, but my real name, Ting Ting. You know what I mean?
Okay,
no,
ting,
you're Moses
ting,
now.
You're Moses now.
And then, so Sun Yi was already, but they fucked up because they adopted Sun Yi. She was the only one that was adopted later in life.
How old was she when they adopted her?
I don't know, like
13,
seven.
17.
Yeah. How old was she?
Seven.
Seven, eight.
Okay. He raises her as his stepdaughter.
Not really. He came in and he's just like, you know, at first standoffish a bit. You know what I mean? What do you mean? Why are you laughing? Why are you giggling?
He did raise her, right? Am I stupid? Did he raise her, Andres?
Raise because he had his own apartment. He would come by all the time.
Hey, Sun Yi.
Woody. In the beginning, because
you want me to film you?
No, in the beginning, she was like, you know,
they make her a slave?
Let me try to say these words appropriately so that I don't get in trouble.
Well, how could you get in trouble for you didn't this?
No, because I have a thought about it. And I'm trying to. So when he first was dating Mia, she was young, right? And she kind of looked, but as she got older, she really became taller and more attractive. And I think through time...
You're talking about Sun Yi became taller and more attractive.
Yeah, yeah. I think through time, you know, after 3 or 4 years, he came to breakfast one day. And, she, you know, she probably gave him pancakes or whatever. And he looked up and looked at her little, you know what I mean?
Boink, boink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he went, oh, well, Sun Yi, you know what I mean?
But how old was she when this started, when this relationship happened?
She was, what,
how old was
16,
she, Andres?
17?
Do you know?
Yeah, I think she was legal, barely legal.
Barely legal, 17 maybe. Mm. At 17.
So, but, okay, and then they became lovers.
But that's not the crazy one.
What's the crazy one?
Dylan.
Dylan
is the younger one who was his real adopted one.
Okay.
Who was white.
Okay. He adopted a white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dylan was white and
expensive babies, huh?
So it cost about $500,000 or whatever. The Ching Chings from bulk, 50 of them?
$38.75.
$14.95. Yeah.
Yeah. Two payments.
Yeah, two payments.
Let you do two easy payments.
$14.95. Yeah, yeah. And, and they come over in a ship.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and when you get a European one, it comes in a plane.
Right.
This one comes like 9 months later in a ship.
Yeah, the European one comes, a stork is actually carrying it in a box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you get the Asian ones, it's like you have to open up a bunch of packaging too. You do. And then they're just like, you know, they're freeze dried.
They're stuffed in.
And you put water on them? They're freeze dried at first. You put water on them and then they, yeah, float in the. But.
I'm tinting. So wait, this dude, he adopts.
We're in trouble. This is bad.
He adopts the white one.
So he adopts the white one and then he goes, and, you know, it always happens where, you know, she catches him doing stuff.
Right.
Right. So the one thing that I think somebody caught him doing was
sex with his stepdaughter.
No. He was doing teaching her how to suck his finger. You know that old move?
I don't care if real or not.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's real.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Andres?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. In the I swear to God.
Faro is a little crazy too. So
don't do that right now.
Excuse
me.
You know what this is?
I know what
that's because where he comes from.
He justifies.
They're pig-headed, misogynistic, bull-headed males. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Where do women belong, Andres?
In the house.
Oh,
right.
That's how he feels.
Yeah. And the ratings of that documentary in Spain is zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Because
they watch 2 minutes of it and they're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
These girls, they're all crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
These are all crazy girls.
So he got caught. He's like teaching her to tongue the tip of his finger.
That's so gross. So gross.
Right? And I'm like, pretty gross. And then so Mia's out of the house because they have this house in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
He comes over, right? Because it's like a weekend.
Yeah.
And all the kids are, he has so many kids. There's like 32,000 kids, and they're so, you know, and they have three babysitters. So it's like, how do you keep track of all of them?
Sure.
Right. And so he goes to the attic, right? You know this, right?
Yeah.
He goes to the attic with Dylan. And
is it yucky?
Well, I don't know what yucky is.
You know. I think they're going to the attic. What are they doing up there? They're not looking for Christmas decorations.
No, the Ouija board. Oh. No, he's squeezing her. Tight. She said, she's squeezing me tight, and he was playing with my naughty nods downstairs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how old?
She's what, 12?
Gross. So what's going to happen to him now that this documentary is out? Nothing?
You got a 5-picture deal. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, Universal's pick him up.
Pick him up. No, I think, you know, because he used to make a movie a year. What's interesting.
He hasn't done that for a long time.
Yeah, but what's interesting about him is that, you know, this shit that, like, for instance— One of my favorite, I mean, if you go to my house, you know the Woody Allen picture I have in my house? Have you seen that one?
Do you know who Woody Allen is?
No. Yeah.
Scoot the mic.
Yeah.
No.
How many, we've been doing this for 55 weeks, and the mic starts at the end of the day, and
she doesn't know.
Wait, you don't know who Woody Allen is?
No, that's why I'm trying to look him up.
Well, we'll pull it up here on the screen. Yeah, you can see he was a filmmaker who made a bunch of very successful, very famous, very well-respected films. There he is right there. How does he look? Okay, just bring up that picture. Will you click on just that photo and see how do you feel about that guy right there? How does that guy make you feel, Jules? Does he look like he would adopt an Asian girl and then make her his bride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a Woody Allen old school framed photo of Woody Allen in my house.
Right.
So when I was watching the documentary, I called Kalila and I screamed at her. I go, flip the fucking...
Take it down.
No, don't take it down. Just flip it over. Don't take it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm a huge Woody Allen fan.
Sure.
You know, I love Broadway Danny Rose. I love... But I would love his later ones, like Husbands and Wives, Crimes and Misdemeanors. But the movie that I loved, that I've seen with Kalila before, is Husbands and Wives.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about that movie is halfway during that movie, right?
Uh-huh.
So Mia is like stopping by Woody. She has keys to his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not home, so she just comes to stop by because she was in the area. And she sees naked photos of Soon Yi on his drawer, like on the top of a drawer. No. But not, he's a hustler, like legs
open.
Yeah.
Barf.
What?
Barf.
Okay. And imagine, so she's in the middle of, she's the co-star of Husbands and Wives.
And she sees those photos.
She sees the photos, right?
And she's like, this is going to be a good movie. I can't say anything.
Yeah, this is, you know, that's her daughter, right?
Gross,
right?
How old was, and the daughter was young.
So she calls, she's like, you know, confronts him, whatever. And she goes, I think you need a 2-week break. So they hold production for 2 weeks. But then they keep shooting. So now if you watch Husbands and Wives, you know that somewhere in there,
wow,
right, she, Mia knows.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So I think I want to rewatch that movie. It just throws it in a different context.
Really. I want to know.
Yeah.
And let's watch it next week. We'll try to guess what point that she knew. We think she knew.
There's a moment where she questions, because she leaves him in the movie.
Yes.
So there's a moment where she questions their relationship.
And that's
hope to think that that's when.
Well, maybe he's just a good filmmaker and he did that all for the sake of the film. Maybe.
Interesting. He went fucking method on it.
Super method. Super method.
Yeah. So he was like, what I do is I'll get, you know, I'll Soon Yi, you know, she's what, 17?
Yeah.
Right? She's got little breasts.
Yeah, little tiny breasts.
And I'll just film her, you know, take photos of her vagina.
I'll leave them all over my desk.
And it'll just give up. You know,
and then Mia.
Yeah, we'll discover them.
And then
boom!
We got a picture!
Oscar! Yeah. Wow.
Maybe it was deep.
Maybe.
So you've never heard of this man before.
No.
Will you bring a picture of him and Soon Yi up so we can all take a look at it? There she is right there, right?
Yeah.
Oof, tough. She kind of looks like you, Bob.
Oh, that's tough, man.
Oh, no. Why would you even say but like she that? Does. Will you blow that up? Just stretch out so we can see it bigger.
You look like him.
I do. That's me and you.
That's you and I.
That's me and you.
Yeah, bad friends 2032.
If we keep doing this podcast, that's you and me.
Bad friends 2032.
Guy, yeah. I didn't know he had a lazy eye. I never noticed that. His left eye is lazy.
He's like 90,000 years old. But he's
got one eye looking at the camera and the other one looking at Soon Yi. Look at that. He's like, don't you go nowhere, Soon. Yeah. You don't get back. Don't you get back on that ship.
Yeah.
Don't you get back on. And she's looking kind of at him going, I'm not going to get back on that ship.
Yeah. So all this shit like in 92 and stuff, all this stuff comes out, right?
Yeah. I remember when it first kind of became
first
a thing.
Yeah, came out, right? And he still, after that, did movies with Scarlett Johansson. And, you know, he did Blue Jasmine with Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
And he just kept going.
Yeah.
You know, I think that now it's like the culture has completely changed.
Totally.
Because look at a movie like Manhattan and also Husbands and Wives, right? He has, in Manhattan, guess who his girlfriend is? She's in the movie. She's 17 years old.
She's a young girl. Yeah.
And he's 45 or whatever.
Right.
In fucking Husbands and Wives, he's married to Mia Farrow, but he is a teacher and he has an affair with a 16-year-old
student.
That's right. They make out at a birthday party or whatever. Right. There's all these themes in his movies.
Signs, you would say. One would say
little
hints.
Crumbles.
Yeah. Little breadcrumbs.
But, you know, when you were watching it back in the day,
you didn't think that way.
Because now I look at it
culture.
And I go, that's fucking crazy.
I think it's culture.
But when I saw Manhattan, I was like, masterpiece.
Well, yeah. I mean,
beautiful.
Right.
Right, the way it was shot.
But it's also like the history of America, too, right? You think about how these guys, like, you talk to, like, my grandparents on how people in their generation met. They're like, he was 30 and going off to war. I was 9 and he met me at a bus stop.
Right.
It was just like the crazy. It was okay.
Back in the day, yeah.
Like we were watching these. We watched we finished the Egyptian tombs documentary. You know,
I've seen that one.
It's phenomenal. I rewatched some of it just because I wanted to know.
It's all right.
Get real. It's incredible.
I've seen tombs before.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, but once you see one tomb, you've seen them all.
What
A tomb?
The discovery of the new tombs. That doesn't blow your mind and make you feel something?
I'll be honest with you right now. Huh. Can I say something to you right now?
You don't like Egyptians.
No, I loved Egyptians. Well, I'm a big Amenemet fan. I have all those albums. I love all comedy albums. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
9/11, Here I Am. You know what I mean? Well, that's one of them.
9/11 again.
9/11 again, right? I'm killing, literally.
Literally 9/11 one more time.
Yeah. So, no, I love Egyptians, but they will discover more tombs in the future.
Forever.
And yeah, and then you're gonna be the white guy go, wow, remarkable, unbelievable
it is.
Architecture and wow, the way they mummify these corpses and the deities inscribed inside the walls are just amazing.
How many Koreans have they found in
tombs? We don't do that because
that's right, because you don't matter.
When you're dead,
you don't matter. You don't matter.
When you're dead, you're dead.
No, you're no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And back to Woody Allen.
Anyway, yeah. So Woody Allen, the documentary. You know what, Bloom? I had to go get dental work, dude. I got you. Rachel, we're gonna have to film. I'm gonna have to get my wisdoms removed.
Ooh.
I have kept them in my whole life.
You do?
They never said I needed them out.
Do they hurt now?
No, but he was like, "We got to take them out now."
Why?
Shifting my teeth now. Now my teeth are being pushed.
I want them in. I want them in.
Are yours out?
Yeah, they've been. I have no teeth.
Well, yours just naturally fell
out.
You
want to see something?
Because of drugs.
You want to see something?
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Yeah, it's repulsive. I can't believe
all
that.
Gone.
But this is my point. Is he
not
was,
just the wizard? I took take them all out.
Did you get your wisdom teeth removed?
No.
Did they do that over there?
I think
do you guys
so.
Have dentists? What do they do over there?
No, what they do is they put their head, you know what I mean, on a slab, a rock bang. Slab. Take another rock. They stick the rock in the mouth, right? And they take a little hammer, right? Right, like that.
You fix. You have them, huh?
Yeah, and it's shifting my teeth.
Yeah, they try to make you take them out at your age because it's a lot easier. Apparently, it's going to be more painful. And we'll
you
have
want,
to get
want,
me on
drugs.
You
want me to get a dentist, too? Is that what you want also, as well?
No.
Huh?
No.
What else do you want?
Nothing.
You ungrateful lady.
Hey. We love Rude.
We love her.
We love Rude. No, but I went to the dentist and he was like, oh man, the teeth thing, yada, yada. And it made me flashback to when we were watching the Egyptian thing and I'm like, these guys still got all their fucking teeth 3,000 years later.
They were in pain all the time.
Good.
They were in pain all the time.
Do you really think so?
I never saw the Egyptian thing.
It's impossible. I know you didn't. I know you didn't. I can tell.
Yeah,
I can tell because you were making it up.
Yeah.
But I gave you credit for
it. Is it good?
It's honestly, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
To watch them discover something.
I saw, and actually, can I just say something? I saw maybe two episodes with Kalila, and I was watching it. I was playing video games on my phone while I was watching it. So I remember them, I'm being real, right? They discover this tomb, right? It's one guy, right? He was like a...
Well, there's one guy and his whole family is in there.
Yeah, his whole family, but it's one guy's thing, and he was like a... He wasn't the king, but he was like a... not a priest, but something like
that. He was
a priest.
Yeah, he was.
And it's beautiful. I swear to God.
No, I can tell.
My mother's life. I saw it, right? But at one point, I just kind of went back into my game, and I never went back up.
I get that. I've done that.
Because, no, it was that uninteresting to me.
Okay.
Because it's like once you see it, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, how ancient.
But you're learning how amazing it is that they discovered.
Amazing.
This was the first finding in this episode, the first finding ever of a lion cub being mummified. They've never found a lion cub, and it was incredible to watch the reaction of these scientists who've spent their entire career dedicated to this thing. They're like, we've only found cats and people.
Yeah.
The Egyptians love cats. These motherfuckers were wild for cats.
They found a salamander once.
Did they?
Yeah. A mummified salamander.
A mummified salamander?
In Egypt, right?
$50 says she doesn't know what a salamander is.
All right.
$50.
Egyptian name, Mohammed Tut. Mohammed Tut, they found his thing.
Mohammed Tut?
Yeah, and they found these little tiny, just listen.
Oh, yeah.
For once. And they found his mummified body, and around his body, right, they had these little tiny, like, rock pods.
Huh.
Right? Obviously, you know, archaeologists, they're like, what is this?
Right.
Say, tick, 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 you know what I mean? And they open it up, and there you see.
What is that?
A little salamander. And he's going, I died 9,000 million years ago.
3,000.
Who gives a fuck? You know what the archaeologist did? Mm. He went,
no.
Yeah, and he fucking threw it on the ground like, I don't give a fuck. That's what he did.
They used to get buried with important stuff or stuff that they wanted to take to the afterlife. What would you get buried with, Rudy? If they said, you're dying tomorrow, we got to bury you. What are we burying you with? Okay,
which
so we
ones,
have to so we have,
ones,
to we have to kill your dogs? We saying you die, not the dogs.
No, they have to be with me.
Oh, wow. Morbid.
Yeah, you don't Well, what I would do just in that case, if I was an addition, I'd be like, if I pass, when my dogs eventually pass,
put them in there.
Put them in there. I wouldn't go, if I die, kill everyone else at the same time. I want them all at the same time.
What do you want to be buried with, Bob?
I want to be.
Because they believed you got to take that, whatever that was, into the afterlife. What would you want?
Just be buried then.
Nothing. You wouldn't take anything with you?
No, because I need glass to do my thing.
Well, I'm talking about today. If you got buried today.
Oh, today. Oh, I'll tell you what I'd do today. Okay. Then. Thank you so much for that, right? Thank you so much for that.
You got
layup,
it.
Right?
You got it, kiddo. Yeah.
What I would do is I have to be dressed in like a 1940s tuxedo.
Like a three-piece suit?
With a top hat.
Okay.
No, be real.
Do you want a cane?
Yeah, the whole thing, right? And I need you to put me in a gigantic jar of formaldehyde.
Oh, you want to be – okay.
So I want to be floating with the cane, the top hat,
right?
And I want little buttons, right? So if you – like, and it'll say like, Andrew, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you'll press it. You'll come to my – you know what I mean?
Of course I'll come.
Memorial or whatever.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And I'll go, what's up, dude? That was fun, bad friends.
That's all you would say. All the time we spent together.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, dude? That's fun.
Because there's how many people in there? I know so many people.
Yeah, but you'd have to be
so many buttons.
You wouldn't give everybody a button.
No, I would give Andreas a button.
You would give him a button.
I would go.
Of course.
You did all right. Or something like that, right?
I love you, fancy.
Yeah, lovely, fancy. I would give everyone a button.
What would Kalila's button say?
It would be long.
It'd be really sweet and endearing.
I wouldn't do that voice either. Hey, baby.
What would your brother's button be?
Oh, it would be probably long.
That would be long? Who'd be the shortest button? Who would get granted a button but be the shortest message?
Eric Griffin. You know what is it?
What?
Sup.
That's it.
Sup. You know what I mean?
He's like, oh man, this motherfucker don't rip me up. I can't his motherfucking feel.
Because I would have seen him complain.
Yeah, he would have bitched.
If I was in heaven, I would love to press Eric, right? Sup. And I want to see him complain.
Then that's all I got, Bobby.
I know, you would do that.
Yeah, he would. Right. He'd be so mad.
What would you do?
I don't know what I would get buried with. I was thinking. That's how you'd be buried. I think if I was going to be buried with stuff that I want to take to the afterlife, probably like a golf club. I want to be able to hit golf balls in the afterlife. I could play golf in heaven all day.
White.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just be your golf club and your Confederate flag, you fucking piece of
Confederate
shit.
Flag?
Yeah.
The Union Jack, you mean? My number one flag in my house? People are always like, I can't find your address. I'm saying, look for the Union flag on the roof, bro. BetterHelp.
Oh, Andrew.
BetterHelp has helped us.
Honestly, man, therapy has really helped me. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yeah, there is.
Is there,
actually.
Andrew? What is it?
Yeah, I think sometimes I get super low and depressed, especially when you're gone for a long time and I miss you.
Oh,
and that's a real feeling.
Well, let me see. You might use BetterHelp. It'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. I use it. Kalila back home, my girlfriend, uses it.
Yeah,
you can start communicating with people under 48 hours. And it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Tell them more, Andrew.
Yeah, they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if need be. Bob and I both use it. We do recommend it very, very much. It's great to do from the comfort of your home, which I'm a big fan of. You don't got to go into stuffy, weird office. And they've helped out so many people, and you should be a part of that. If you want to talk to someone about something, come on over to BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends. Once again, that's BetterHelp.com/badfriends. Upstart.
Hey, Andrew, you know that credit card?
Yeah, I got it.
That one that you're afraid to look at to see what the balance is?
Mm-hmm.
If you've been avoiding your debt, it's time to confront it, man.
Fine, okay.
Upstart can help you face it and finally pay it off.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to come at you. Last year showed us that. And if you have credit cards with unexpected expenses, it can be overwhelming to manage that debt. Take control of your debt right now with Upstart so you know exactly what to expect.
Uh-huh.
If you got multiple cards, tracking that is really hard. Balances, due dates, and all that stuff. Upstart is the fast and easy way to get a personal loan to pay off your debt.
Upstart makes things simple with one monthly payment in one place.
That's right. It finds smarter rates with trusted partners because they access more than just your credit score. With a 5-minute online rate check, you see your rate upfront for loans for $1,000 to $50,000.
Upstart finds smarter rates with trusted partners because they assess more than just your credit score.
That's right. It's death taking over your life. It's time for a fresh start with Upstart. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends. That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan. Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor...
It's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
One application. Go to upstart.com/badfriends. Do people recognize you in public at all?
No.
Yeah, like she's going back to school now.
Oh, how's school, kiddo?
Right, so she goes back to school. She goes in. She's friends with these two twins, you said?
Yeah.
Right? They're your friends?
Yeah.
So you wore a mask the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
And there's social distancing in the classrooms?
But outside, no one is doing it.
Yeah, but you're outside.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do they make fun of you? Like, oh, look at the fucking foreigner wearing a mask?
No, they don't.
They don't? No. So do they? So the two twins that you're friends with, they're two guys.
Yeah.
Right? And you knew them last year,
mm-hmm.
before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So when you came into class the first time this time, what did they say to you?
This hi. They're not.
Just let it. This is what I have to deal with every day.
I know.
So just let it.
What are their names?
Alex and Jonathan.
And which one do you like more?
I like both.
Can you tell the difference between the two?
No.
Yeah, because Alex is shorter and Jonathan is...
Oh, so they're fraternal.
Yeah, and then Jonathan has a red hair and Alex has blonde.
So they're not identical.
No.
Oh, so you...
Okay. Oh, well, then that's no fun.
That's no fun at all.
Then why do you even hang out with both of them? You just pick the one you like and then move on.
Yeah.
With twins, you kind of have to hang out with both of them usually because I can't make the other one feel bad because it's the same guy twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like the Sklar brothers. Which one do I like more? I don't know. I'm not allowed to pick.
Yeah. But she also been driving my car to school.
I know. I'm really happy that you're driving.
And tell them what you did today.
I got gas and then I paid it, but then when I...
Oh, you paid for the gas?
Yeah, and then
wow.
I thought it was already full, so when I went back inside the car, it still had 2 bars.
Wait a minute. You put gas in the car, and how much did you put in money-wise?
I used my card.
How much did it say you charged?
$49.50.
$49 only got you two...
Just think about it, the logic of it. Think of the logic.
I'm not understanding.
Let me just follow me.
Speak for her.
She goes to the car.
Mm.
She gets out. She puts the thing in, right? She puts the credit card in, right?
Yeah.
And there's no way it's $49.50, but I'll tell you why the logic of that is. It's a Prius. $29 most.
Right. It's hybrid.
Right.
Yeah.
So the $49.
Was a guy from before.
Guy from before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So her credit card was never charged.
Of course not.
Okay. So she has the thing in the thing, right? Mm-hmm. She's in the car now. I don't know how long she waits. Probably 15 minutes.
15, 20 minutes,
right?
Yeah.
That's how long she thinks it takes.
Half of this episode.
She's in the car. She goes out. She looks at the, 49, 50, whatever.
Must be full.
Must be full. Puts the thing in the thing. Right? You know, screws it back in, gets in the car. She's driving now. How come 2 bars? Because ding dong. You got to squeeze the...
Oh, you got to pump the gas, actually.
Pump it, actually.
I did!
No.
No.
Did you feel it? You can feel the liquid coming through.
Yeah, and I even saw liquid going out.
What do you mean? There's no. It's not see-through.
What are you talking about?
It was an Apple gas station. It was clear.
Yeah.
Space gray. You didn't see the liquid coming out. No, you didn't.
Your credit card was not charged.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
It wasn't charged. You didn't even ring it in. You didn't press the fucking regular. Did you put No, you didn't.
Which one of the three buttons? Low, medium, or high?
Yeah. Or did you do diesel?
Diesel. Yeah, she did diesel. Your car's
going
to break.
You did diesel. You said unleaded.
That's exactly what it is. Unleaded. Yeah. Did you press unleaded?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is this. You had ghost gasoline.
Yeah, ghost gas. That car's going to run on the hope.
You had ghost gas.
Yeah.
What you're telling me is this, is that we can sue Shell.
Oh, yeah. We should sue them.
Yeah, sue them, right, for ghost gas.
No.
Right. So What do you think the logical thing is? That you didn't do it right?
I didn't do it right.
What?
I said I didn't do it right, so you have to teach me.
This is what I have to deal with.
But it's like
I taught her how to tie shoes.
But you're such a
I did.
Well, they don't have shoes.
And to flip lights. She came to I don't know how it works. I go, you lift it up like this.
She come in.
What is that? Yeah. Sun inside?
Yes.
We got to teach you how to pump some gas. That's fine. What are the things you need to learn? They don't teach you this kind of stuff, I guess. You know
no,
how to...
because in the Philippines, there's like a worker who does it for you.
Right. We have that here in certain states, United States. They pump gas for you. We don't do that here in California.
No.
Yeah, no. A guy, there's always a guy? Mm-hmm. And does he wash your windows too?
Yeah.
How much do you pay him?
$2.
$2. Okay.
That's a lot for them.
Is it?
I don't know. Half a balut.
Here, go get yourself some balut.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To less than $2 to pump the gas, clean the windows. Yeah. But now you got to worry about all sorts of stuff. What if the tires go flat? What happens if you get a flat tire? Do you know about? Have you taught her about any of this stuff?
No.
What if a tire goes flat? What's going to happen?
Call Ati Kalila.
Okay, so look, you're driving on the freeway, and then tire starting. What do you do? What's the first thing you do? You slam on the brakes. You push on the gas.
You slowly push on the brakes, and then you go to the right side.
Oh, someone took a driving
test. She has a license, you fuckface.
It doesn't sound like it. Apparently, filling
up
gas isn't on there.
They don't teach you how to fucking fill gas.
Well, that's super important.
I know they should.
They should.
Yeah, they should.
Like, they don't teach you anything about it. They just teach you how to follow their arbitrary rules, like stop signs. You don't stop at stop signs. You know that, right? You don't have to. You don't have to. California law.
Well, it's so funny because when I'm driving, because she just took the classes, everything I do, she's like, but Uncle Tito, you're not supposed to – what are you doing?
Oh, she knows
you
know all the particulars.
And it's like I don't – you know, they're just suggestions.
Yeah.
Really for me.
Yeah, they're just saying, hey, maybe do this.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Like all the stop signs should have a question mark. Stop.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
And just keep going.
Yeah.
Your friend from another podcast. We're talking shit about you guys.
These guys won't give up.
I heard about it.
Yeah, these guys won't give up.
I heard about it.
Oh, I wanted to bring up this to you guys. I don't know if you saw Bad Friends. They fired some shots at you guys. It was actually a response to Theo calling out Bobby, called
him
sleepy.
It was a response. He started the war.
Yeah.
You know how you can tell he has an eye that just wanders
but
sometimes.
But what about these two douches are doing, right, is that they're trying to provoke a war with real warriors.
Right, with real warriors. Right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
They're trying to provoke a war with true warriors. Where,
yeah. You know what? With you know what?
We have mental capacities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You and I say we're stupid all the time.
Yeah.
We do that as a fun. We go, we're dumb and we're not that smart. Yeah.
Oh, this is about
these
you.
Two guys?
Yeah.
Honestly?
They said two guys.
I'm not kidding. Pound for pound.
Be united.
The dumbest people I've ever met in my life.
I doubt that.
It was a lot more of the same of that, just taking shots.
And who are these guys?
I'm sorry.
Look,
Are they trying to do a shitty version of King of the Sting?
Pause it.
What?
Yeah. Bring up the numbers. Who's doing better?
Don't do that. Don't do that. We don't want to do that.
All right, stop.
We don't want to do that.
But also,
yeah.
Bring up the.
No, don't.
Don't
want to go down that
road. I know,
road.
Don't. But also.
Yeah, because we could have a bad week. Yeah.
Bring up the numbers.
I understand.
No, we shouldn't.
Because we know the numbers.
I know, they're better.
And it feels good.
It feels good. Bring up the numbers. And, no, yeah, but honestly. We'll
but
keep,
my point is that
bring
they're
up
great
the
guys.
Look, they are.
I'll admit, one of these guys is a great comic. you know.
Pause
it's
it.
Tough to.
Yeah. What do you think he's talking about?
No, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
No, the numbers are right. But who do you think talked to me? He's saying that you're a great comic. I'm not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's doing this to try to divide us.
I know what he's trying. I know what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I think you're a way better comic than I am.
I think you're one. Play the video.
Okay, go
this
ahead.
Good. Hey, by the way, good tactic.
And well, here's the deal. What they don't realize is that there's nothing that can destroy this. Mm-mm. It's a bond for life.
Yeah.
It's so thick.
And these two, these two out of work reality stars. Go ahead.
Yeah. What else, dude? Look, these are great guys. You know, I remember
that's what we say about
I was
them.
There
we
for
them.
Bobby, and Bobby doesn't like to talk about this. But when he. Bobby, a lot of people do not know, auditioned to be in.
Find it.
A.
Find it. Find the lie.
Say,
find it. China.
I don't want to get the wrong E's, but I want to say Japanese or Koreanese.
Koreanese.
And it was a. What's the group of. It's like the people and they can't. They're kind of smaller and they're getting older, but they. they're trying to get that lady at the diamond mine or something. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Seven Dwarfs.
Oh.
So Bobby auditioned to be in that, dude, and he was like the eighth dwarf or something, bok choy. And didn't get it, bro. And I remember reading the fucking scripts with him, and the lines were so easy, you know? It was like, I'll wake her up, you know? Just like,
yeah, basic shit, man. Easy. Isn't it a Daniel Day-Lewis script, you're saying?
Yeah. And he went in there and just bombed it, you know? Just fucking could not get it right.
Yeah.
And I was there for him after that. And so, I mean, I have like a long history. The history with the other guy.
Guys, because of this, I checked out your IMDb pages just to see, you know, who has worked more in it.
Oh,
in
who's
what.
Worked more. Oh.
And it's kind of interesting if you guys want
to
see.
I'd love to see. Yeah, let's check it out. I'd love to see. Thank you.
I've never looked.
I never looked either.
All right, let's see.
So let's see.
Let's see.
Whoa, 75 credits there.
And who is that? Who is that, me?
Yeah, that's you. And he's 15.
That's close.
Not yeah, that's pretty close. What is 75 minus 15?
50.
You carry
I did
the
50
six.
More things.
50
but also
more.
What things? Because I think he is
what
in
are some
short
of the things?
Films and a little bit 60 of 60 like,
more things.
Well, what? He's probably done some really big stuff. Namcar Night Race official music video.
Pretty
that
good.
Probably is pretty heavy.
Pretty good.
Burning Man Dan 2.
Great movie.
Great movie.
They should have won an Oscar, but he got snubbed.
I can't believe they got snubbed.
He got snubbed.
Some other bangers. There's some other bangers. Yeah. Oh, he did Bad Babies music video. That's actually pretty awesome. Yeah, go up there. Good. That's pretty good. Oh, but look what it says. Bad Babies music video. Child predator pedophile. That's what he played?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
And then you can see also Andrew versus Brendan.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I did see how many here. Things? 30 things. Pretty good. One.
One thing.
That's very funny.
But the one thing he did was great.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, what was it?
Fighter and the Kid
the
3D.
Kid 3D.
Anyway, these guys
anyway,
are, we love those
They're
dudes.
Up and coming.
They're on their way. They're newbies.
Yeah, so just let a couple more years, and then they may one day get to
pop.
Our level.
It'll pop.
They might get to our level.
It'll pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll pop. They're very good dudes. We love them both. Shout out
to Johnny Schwab and Jason.
To Schwab and Baum.
Schwab and Baum.
Schwab and Baum. We love those dudes, man. What else they got to say? You want to see the rest of whatever they got to say?
Not really, but let's keep going.
And by the way, let's make it known again. They started this bullshit. We didn't
know,
come at them.
Yeah, it's but you know what? Because you know
we got a lot of people that are trying to start shit with us, including Chrissy Chaos and Sal Volcano over there.
Yeah,
they sent us a bag of shit, and we have our retaliation on the table. You know what we are going to do to them, right? We decided as a group that we want to give them a little slice of home, a little spice of life.
Yeah.
So we've got some buzzers. I've got my trimmer here. Uh-huh. I think we give them a bag of our pubes. What do you say, kiddo?
Oh, I have a lot of pubes right now. I'd love to shave them.
All right, Rudy, you got to leave the room for this inappropriate bit that we're about to do, obviously.
I would love to shave them.
So please get out of the room. Rudy.
Well? Yeah, we're shaving pubes now.
Yeah, obviously. Insane, get out.
All right.
Okay, come on in here
Where are the shavers?
Do you even know who this is, by the way?
He's great.
Do you know his name?
Randy John.
Randy?
Yeah,
Randy. You think his name's Randy?
Yeah, he's the best.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so how can we make sure we get this in the bag?
How do we get in the bag?
I don't know.
Hand. You put it on the table and then you put it in your hand.
Yeah. How?
I'll show you.
All right, no, you got to open the bag first somehow.
No, you put it on the table and you scoop it up and put it in the bag.
And then you shuffle it in the bag?
Yeah.
Good call. Okay, go ahead. You go. Should we do it at the same time? Hold on. We should do it at the same time, Bob. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, Bob. Hold on, please.
Rudy, close your eyes.
Rudy, don't go. Rudy, you're not allowed to look. All right. Look at how hairy I am.
Oh, my God. I've never seen orange pubes like that before. I hate it.
It's a lot, right? Okay.
We should mix the orange and the black in one bag.
Oh, you're right.
That's funny.
Yeah, that way they get it together because we are. We're a unit.
Yeah.
Great. Gross. So many pubes. It hurts.
Okay. All right. So
Ooh. Cubes everywhere.
Let's do this as a ritual. There's an old Korean ritual. Yeah. You eat one little hair, I eat one of your hairs.
What ritual is that?
It's a Korean wood ritual.
Is it really? Because I feel like I've never heard of that before. Yeah.
So I eat one of your hairs. It'll bond us for life.
I have to eat one of your pubes and you have to eat one of mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we have to stick it, see it on the tongue. I'll go first.
Okay.
All right.
Look at the fluff there. There's on my pubes on my phone. Oh, dude, please. That's a lot.
Honestly, this looks like Muppet hair.
Please don't do it.
It looks like Muppet
hair.
Don't
do it. Don't do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. How does it taste?
Go ahead. Get some.
Look at how long that one is.
Yeah, yeah. Stick it in your mouth. Stick it in your mouth. No, stick it in your mouth. No, I didn't see you do it.
It's in.
No, you threw it away, dude.
I put it in my mouth.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
I put it in my mouth.
I'll give you a piece. I'll give you a piece.
No!
I'll stick it in your mouth.
No!
Yes!
No!
You're mad, dude.
No.
Yeah, I have to see it because you know I. No, give me your mouth.
No, look at how many pubes that is.
I won't put it all in.
You didn't put any in your mouth.
I did.
This is like first communion.
It's like what?
First communion.
Camera's on.
Okay. No, that's so many.
Put your fucking hand up. The camera's on, dude. Don't be a fucking dick, dude. It's for showbiz. There we go. All
right, let's mix them together.
Here we go. I'll just do it in my bag.
Okay, yeah. Then send your bag over to me. So we're going to give those guys a gift.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I shaved so close.
I don't have a lot here, huh?
I've got a ton. Yeah. I told you, I was growing for a while.
Yeah. What is that going to do? That's not, we should put shit in and come.
Okay. I'll do whatever you want to do, bud. It's a lot. A lot of poops coming out of me. Okay. Let's get this off the desk. Go ahead.
HelloFresh.
Hey, man. If you eat food, and Bobby and I both eat food.
Let me tell you something.
And you don't want to go get it. You can get it delivered to you. Come on.
Before I went on my last trip, we had HelloFresh at the house, and we had one of their hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
It was so damn good, dude.
Yeah.
It's so good. Tell them more about
it. I'm surprised at how easy these things are to make. Honestly, it's very simple. They cut out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips for you. You can enjoy cooking at the house. They have 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes. I'm telling you, I'm so dumb with cooking. I've watched 1,000 hours of cooking shows. I don't know how to make anything, but it's so easy because it's step-by-step with them. With 25
recipes to choose from each week.
Yeah.
And there's something for everyone. Like, there's I bet you money there's no... You'll find something.
Oh, my God.
All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity.
Over 4 out of 5 HelloFresh customers say that HelloFresh helps them lead a healthier lifestyle, and it does. Low calorie they got. They got Carb Smart, vegetarian options. I've tried them all. I really do like them all. And HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your grocery store. They did the math. You can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week if you need to skip a week. It's totally worth it. We both love HelloFresh.
I really do love HelloFresh.
I keep asking them to send me more, and these guys won't send me more because I think George takes some of them because I want more.
No, he hoards.
Yeah, because I don't want to shop. Yeah. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends12 and use the code BadFriends12 for 12 free meals.
Oh, my Lord.
Including free shipping.
12 free meals, guys. What are you waiting for?
That's insane. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends12 and use that promo code BadFriends12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Blue Chew!
Oh, this episode,
I love Blue Chew, man.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us. Blue Chew.
I'll tell you how it's spelled.
How is it?
BLUECHEW, bud.
They're making waves. They're bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help you get stronger and longer-lasting erections. I know
my erections are, like, so long, dude.
How long?
They're, like,
It's not. It doesn't improve your length. It just improves the length of time. You know that, right? It's just length of time.
I know, but it feels long.
It feels probably a little bit longer.
Longer, you know what I mean?
Especially if you trim.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, their tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all the forms of ED, that's erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service, no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line to the pharmacy. It goes to your door in a discreet package. They are great. Bobos use them on the frequent.
God.
I've used them a few times, but I'm pretty strong. The Red Rocket gets a lot of fuel down there. If you don't like swallowing pills, no problem. They got the chewables, baby. Their licensed medical providers provide you with the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. They're made in the USA, which Bob loves, and they ship direct.
I love America. Red, white, and red.
Red, white, and blue, baby. It's cheaper than a pharmacy. So you can benefit from extra confidence. It's time to perform. Use Blue Chew. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and safety information. We got a special deal. Try Blue Chew free.
When you use promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code
BADFRIENDS. To receive first month free.
And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod. What do you think about this? You think we came from monkeys?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How long? How many years?
Billions.
Billions of years we were. Yeah. Then why are monkeys still around?
Because they're starting to evolve as well.
And so how long will it take them?
A billion years.
And then what will we have? Another human species?
And then we will evolve into something else.
What do you think we're going to involve?
Think like our thumbs will not be there anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that eventually we're going to have like controls. We'll be half cyborg for sure.
Half cyborg?
Yeah, because we're going to start putting – they're going to start putting stuff in our bodies like nanotechnology.
No shit.
Nanobots.
You believe that?
Yeah, we'll have like our credit cards and all our information stored in our body within chips.
I don't like that chip
so
thing.
So then when we walk by, we go to CVS, right? There'll mm-hmm. be no
transactions.
It'll beep, you know what I mean?
But then
it'll go, zero.
What was the name of that movie? Justin Timberlake was in it. Where you like traded lifeline numbers? What was that called?
Time.
But it'll be something like that. So
but then you'll get robbed. People will stick and be like, "Give me your arm," and then they'll grab you for your chip.
No,
you don't think that's a possibility?
No, because I think inevitably it'll be like Star Trek, where we will have no crime.
You think in the future there's not going to be any crime?
I don't think there's going to be need for money.
What's going to replace money?
Our quest for knowledge and growth.
What are you talking about? If you would have said digital money, I would have made more sense, but
no.
Bitcoin and stuff. Yeah.
No. Eventually, we will evolve as a species.
Yeah.
And we will have no need for the things that even sex we won't have need for.
That's insane. It's an innate human built-in
thing. We will evolve above it.
You think we'll go beyond sex?
Yeah. That we'll just have babies.
How? Just by artificial insemination?
Yeah, through technology.
Machines.
Yeah.
They'll take an egg, they'll take the sperm, they'll put it outside of the body.
Yeah. It'll happen quickly.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll be able to grow a baby in like 2 weeks.
Well, you can already pick the baby. You can pick like the what's that? Look that up. What's that called? You can pick like the genetic. You can pick the genetics of the baby. You can choose like eye color now. You can go into like all sorts of crazy specifics.
Yeah.
For millions of dollars, you can pick what your baby is going to look like. Yeah. Would you do that?
No.
You want to gamble? You want to roll the dice?
No, I'll tell you why. Because there are things about me that to the layperson or an outside observer will go, that's not good, or I don't like that, or
right.
I don't like the way that looks, or I don't like how that human is behaving. But to me, there are specific, Bobby Lee traits that are my own.
Yeah.
Right? And I would love to pass, if me and Kalila had a baby, I would love to see what our mixtures would do.
Right.
And maybe our kid will definitely be sensitive and fucked up. And wild,
mm-hmm.
right?
Or the opposite. You don't know.
We don't know, right? It could have taken out, maybe more like my dad, more withdrawn.
Yeah.
I don't know with Kalila, but whatever it is, our kid will be our kid, and it'll be interesting.
The mistakes will be worth it.
I think so, man.
Yeah.
I think that, I've been watching a lot of baby videos on YouTube.
What do you mean? Just like baby goofy?
Yeah, like but baby is like farting or laughing and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean.
Because you're baby hungry right now?
I'm not baby hungry. I just been, I was looking at dogs.
Dogs and babies, one and the same.
Well, I was looking at dogs and then how you look at dogs for a while and then all of a sudden, they'll suggest a baby one.
That's
so
what I mean.
Click baby.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, 15 hours later, you're looking at aliens,
Right.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, aliens built the pyramids. Tombs again, it's all cyclical.
Yeah. So, I've been watching a lot of baby videos, and I kind of go, I think that's interesting. And I think I want to try.
You want to make one?
Fuck yeah, man.
You do?
Yeah.
Kalila was on my show, and we talked a little bit about it.
I don't want, that's...
We talked about you guys making a baby.
What'd she say?
She's not into it.
I know she's not. I know she's not.
No, she is.
I
don't Maybe.
Think she is. No, because we talk about it. I don't. She's sometimes she's in.
Sometimes she's out.
Sometimes she's out.
Sometimes she feels like a nut. Sometimes she don't. You don't like babies at all, right, Jules?
No, I don't.
Would you like our baby?
No.
I'll be kind. I'll be kind.
I'll be kind.
Said the serial killer. I'll be kind.
What do you, so you won't, like, love it?
No.
No, I will care, but I'll still hate babies.
So interesting.
What is it about babies you don't like? You don't like their little fucking head, their big heads, or you don't like the way they cry, or what is it?
I don't like everything about them.
You don't like anything about them? Like, there's nothing cute about them. I'll tell you why, because she was the oldest in her clan.
Right, and she doesn't want
to. And she had to raise... Yeah. Little ones?
Yeah, it's annoying.
And she was much older, right?
Me? Yeah, I'm
yeah, like, you, I'm your way... two brothers, like, your youngest brother, how old is he?
Six.
Six. So, you were, like, what? You were 12 when they were born?
Yeah, 12.
Yeah, 12. Oh, so, it's so like, you know, so she's like, and then her mom's working, her dad, so she's like, can you look after, and then, you know, this is a 12-year-old.
You got your childhood taken away from you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why.
Well, that's why you hate kids.
Yeah, yeah.
God, the way that we can damage kids is so sad. Just by making them be babysitters, huh?
Yeah, it's like, it's little things. It's like, you know, I would have to take a course.
On how to raise a kid?
Yeah. What not to do.
Yeah, because look, everyone's going to make mistakes, but you still live the life of a teenage boy, so it would be tough for you.
What do you mean? Think
of, like, a baby schedule? You play video games from
bro. Stop.
Bro.
First of all,
yeah.
If I knew a baby was coming, I would do some, you know, internal, you know, voyages within myself.
In what regard?
In terms of, like,
you stop drinking Red Bull, stop smoking, stop things, playing video games.
Yeah, certain things that I would have to change.
What would you change?
Fuck, man. I'd only play video games during the day.
Don't believe it.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would... No more Red Bull.
You'd quit Red Bull?
I would drink just coffee. Like, okay. Black coffee. I drink black coffee at home. Do I not? Right? And a complete smoking completely forever.
You'd stop smoking?
100%.
Like that?
100%. Yeah. I hate the documentary about the murder of the Mormons.
Mormons? We didn't watch it. We were going to watch it last night.
All these things I want to talk to you. I saw it.
Yeah, but we can't give away anything that people haven't seen yet. What if they haven't seen it?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Mormons have always been that secret.
But this is different. This guy.
Do we have water? I have a pube in my throat.
Yeah, we need some water. I have like orangey
pubes in my throat.
Pubes in my mouth.
Tell me about the Mormons.
The documentary is about Mormon artifacts.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like,
wash down these pubes real fast.
Yeah, me too. Like, old Mormon literature, documents.
Mormon, right? The Mormon thing was found, right? Didn't he find it in a hat? Isn't that what it was?
No, man.
Joseph Smith?
Joseph Smith didn't find it. There was a Moroni or whatever the fucking god came down.
A Moroni?
That's his name, Moroni.
Here comes Moroni.
Moroni came down.
I am Moroni.
I am Moroni, right? And Joseph Smith was sleeping in a cabin. I don't know exactly what it's about.
I think I'm right.
There was a glow through the window.
Right.
Right? And I think Moroni stuck his hand through the window and did like a little, wake up.
Hey.
Yeah. That's what you do when you're a spirit.
Hey.
You can't just show up. You got to put a hand through something and go, hey. Right? So just as you know, when you see a spiritual hand through your cabin window,
yeah,
you get a little scared. I'm sorry. It's happened to me 3 times, right? Especially from a nap.
Big time.
You're like, what the fuck, right?
Oh, a spirit.
Yeah, a spirit, right? But then you realize, oh, it's Moroni, right? So Joseph Smith walked out of the thing, and Moroni was standing there and going, well, hey. Yeah, I mean, I'm Moroni, right?
Moroni.
Whatever. And Joseph Smith is probably, I mean, if that happened, you'd be urinating yourself. Probably.
Yeah, you piss yourself.
Yeah, a little bit. And but you're trying to act cool because it's God.
Hey, God.
Yeah, but you're really peeing.
Have you pissed yourself?
Yeah, he would know, though, right?
I did.
Yeah. Right, and he goes, hey, check this out. And they go into the forest. Now, I for me, you know, if Moroni said come into the forest, I would have to ask, what are we doing first? Because I'm not going in there.
We could always do it in my kitchen.
Yeah, right. You
We're
have
already
to
home.
Ask,
yeah.
Where are we going?
But Moroni, he's noble.
But Joseph's the ding dong, so
yeah.
He's like, duh, all I'll right, go let's go, forest. Right? So he went in there, and I guess Moroni took a shovel?
Yes.
Because I guess they had shovels back then, right?
Yeah, of course they did.
A shovel?
Yeah.
And he just started digging.
Yeah.
And obviously Joseph's like, am I going to die? Are you going to bury me or whatever? And then there was these golden tablets.
Tablets, yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, they were buried.
They're buried.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is... you know what I mean, was left out of the Bible. You know what I mean? I forgot to put this in the Bible.
It fell out.
Right.
God was rushing, and he's like, binding the Bible together.
Right, and he forgot.
He's like, oh, there's 4 pages in my office.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And he also, thousands of years later, decided.
Well, he just remembered.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Well, God was sitting around with a friend, and he was having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was talking, and he was like,
"Oh no, no, he had a housekeeper cleaning his office.
Yeah,
right. And underneath the couch, right. And he, 4 pages.
God,
what are these 4 pages?
I suck up your pages.
He's Mexican, even in heaven.
They have to be. I suck up your pages, God.
Yeah, yeah. And so then,
what happened, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
I suck up the 4 pages.
Yeah.
Of the, I think the Bible.
And then he went, whoa, holy fuck! God probably did. Yeah. Holy fuck! He's freaking out. Because they've already published it. It's down there.
It's down there.
They've read it.
100
times. Thousands of years.
Yeah.
He goes, whoa, fuck! No! Right, yeah. And then he goes, what do I do? Moroni! That's what he said.
Moroni's like, yes, boss!
Yeah, yeah.
What do you need?
You gotta go down!
To Earth?
Yeah!
Oh, boy. Okay.
And, I'll make these gold.
It'll be heavy, God. I'll just take the sheets if you don't mind.
Right.
The regular paper.
I want to make it hard for you.
Okay.
Moroni.
I'll take gold.
Right. So then he goes, send him down there. And he probably, because if I was God, mm-hmm. I would have been like, go to New York. Right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to
Utah. Right.
In the middle of the fucking, you know what I mean?
First of all, you'd place it tundra. Somewhere holy. God would have been like, go to the Vatican.
Right.
Where the Pope is sleeping and put it atop his house.
He would go to the Pope.
Or go to the
you
Pope.
You would go to the Pope.
Yeah, you wouldn't
just go to a guy named Joseph.
Joe and go, bury it. I imagine Moroni goes down. That's what it was. He was supposed to go to Vatican City to the Pope, and Moroni comes down here, the goofball that he is, and he forgets where he's going.
They didn't have Google Maps back then.
No, how does he know?
They didn't have Google Maps back then.
MapQuest.
Yeah,
he doesn't print out directions.
He's like, I guess this is it.
It looks right. like
he's
it.
In the middle of the fucking forest.
In Utah.
In one cabin. He probably wasn't even supposed to see Joseph.
Of course not.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course not. And Joseph is an alcoholic.
I guess that guy is the guy I was trying, you know what I mean?
Joseph was sleeping
off
a bender.
And Joseph is sitting there picking his nose, jacking off in a fucking cabin. Right?
And he goes, come with me to the forest.
Yeah, so he goes out there. And so...
There's pubes on my mic.
I know, me too. I still have pubes in my mouth.
Me too.
Yeah, I had one pube between my teeth, I think, and I wet it.
It's a
noodly orange pube in my mouth. But so then
they go to the forest, and
they
says,
"Go to the forest." So this is, and he goes, "This and the, you can make another book with these pages."
He's like, "But I got, but how?"
Yeah. Also, it's like I'm playing chess with my wife. I mean, I got shit going on. You know what I mean?
Got a whole thing planned.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. And then he's like, "Yeah, this is call this the Book of Mormon
because Moroni.
Is that why?
That's right.
Okay. And so then I guess that's how the church was started.
That's exactly right.
Right. And then so what the documentary is about is I guess in the beginning of the church there were a lot of documents because back when you're starting a religion,
you got to keep tabs.
You got to write shit down.
You got to write it all down.
Right. So there were some letters written, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the documentary is about this one guy, Mark Hoffman.
Love the name.
Yeah, who he, at an early age, discovered one of the earliest documents of Mormon literature. Right? And I have to give away the show.
Okay. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the documentary, then look away.
This is not interesting if it's
skip,
not.
Skip, and it'll be time-coded below. You'll see when to go to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, but it's also something that was also world-famous.
It was known.
It was known. So this guy discovers that. He's and then all of a sudden he discovers like all even stuff that has nothing to do with Mormon literature or history.
What
like,
is it?
Just like American history shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, a letter from John Adams or something, right?
Cool.
And he flies to New York, goes all over the country, and he's a treasure hunter.
Where is he finding all this shit?
Like, he goes to libraries, he looks things up, like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And he goes, but at the end of the day, and he sells shit. Like, he sells, you know. So the first one was a letter from Joseph Smith's wife to somebody, and it says in the letter that there was no Moroni. It was a white salamander.
What?
Yeah.
Bring up a picture of a white salamander so I can see what he's talking about.
So a white salamander showed up at I'm not kidding you.
That's what Moroni looks like.
No, no, that wasn't Moroni.
No.
So the letter goes, you know, it wasn't Moroni. It was actually a white salamander.
Very cute, by the way.
Very cute. Who like very cute, right?
Very cute. Unbelievable. I get
who
it.
Led Joseph Smith to the tablets.
By the way, I'm going with that thing follow. In the woods.
Yeah.
I'm going right to the woods.
Yeah.
If that little thing is like, hey, come to the woods.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to the fucking woods.
Yeah.
Also, what are you doing out of the water and how long can you be out of the water?
Yeah.
That would be concerning.
Yeah.
How long can you be out of the water?
Well, I would have a bucket.
Right.
I go, well, hold on. I'll get like, you know, my, you know, Pisani water. Purified water, like really good shit.
Pisani, yeah.
Yeah, or Fiji or whatever, and put it in a nice, you know what I mean, clean. Mm. And I would stick it, I put little rocks in their leaves.
Oh, nice.
And go, white salamander, just let me know, you know, and point. And he'd be right. Like, that way. So in the letter it says, a white salamander led him to write the tablets, which destroys all of, you know what I mean?
Sure.
The Mormons, you know, thinking about how it started in the first place.
They think a salamander.
It throws everything off. Right. So, you know, and then so the Mormon church bought it.
Now they're like, okay.
No. They wanted to buy it to hide it. Oh. Right. We can't let that shit out there.
Yeah, man. They'll find out.
Right. Because Moroni is our guy. We have statues.
We built a lot.
We built a lot
for Moroni.
So that he would do. He discovered all these letters. And, you know, and at the end.
Let me guess.
What?
They killed him.
No.
They had him killed.
No.
No?
He did blow up in a car.
So they had him killed.
No.
Bobby, he blew up in a car? How do you think that? Cars don't just blow up all the time. This isn't Casino.
I'm telling you. Can I tell you what it is then?
Yeah, leak it. Spoiler alert all over the fucking place.
Well, then I won't tell you. You're asking me.
I'm saying to them. I'm
all
listening
right,
to
fuck,
you.
Man.
People are listening.
He, all of it. In fact, the salamander letter went to the FBI.
It was fake.
The FBI looked at it. Authentic.
It's fake.
He's the greatest forger to ever live on planet Earth.
Wow. What year was this?
In the 80s.
Yeah, but the technology was whack back then. We didn't have a forensic science either.
It doesn't matter. For the FBI to look at a letter and go, this is legit from, you know what I mean?
The FBI.
Look at some of the letters. Look at some of the letters.
Show me some
of the salamander letter. Where's the salamander letter?
Wow.
That's what he forged.
Stretch that out, baby.
And what he would do is this, dude.
Yeah. The white salamander letter.
So what he would do is he would take, you know, paper.
And age it.
But he, not only would he age it, he would write the letter, right? He would take a suctioner on the other side of the thing to suck. Because I guess when
ink bleeds
through time, so he sucks all the ink into the page, right? He puts chemicals on it, dries, right? He made this jar where he lit smoke. So the letter would get smoke.
Wow.
And he would do – it would take months to create one of these masterpieces.
Sure.
And there was no way to differentiate.
Well, it's art.
Right? And people went, oh, I'll buy that. They were going to buy one that was $1.5 million.
Wow.
So what happened was one guy was onto him or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he sent him a package, blew him up. There's another guy, his buddy, he blew up. And then the next day he goes, uh-oh, I think they're all pointing at me that I blew these guys up. They died, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just kill myself. So he...
Who was this guy that did all the killing?
Hoffman.
Right.
The guy that does the forgering.
He killed all these other guys?
Yes.
Because he think they're onto him.
Onto him.
And then he kills himself.
The next day, but he doesn't die. He blows up in a car.
He's so good at this, but can't kill himself.
Yeah, right? And then he's on the sidewalk. He's on fire, right? Everything's gone,
right?
He's just... Right? And he's alive.
They saved this guy.
Yes, people came out. It's Hoffman. You know what I mean?
Hoffman's on fire.
On fire, right? And then he wakes up in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
And he's still alive now.
Wow. Where is he? Is he in prison?
Yeah. No, he's fucking Hawaii.
Well, some of these guys, they got away from Whitey Bulger was living in Venice.
No, but it's an amazing documentary.
Wow.
Yeah, he had everyone fooled, and he as a kid would do shit like that.
Forge stuff.
No, he loved pranking people.
Oh, this is a long prank. That's a good bit.
Yeah, and he always just said like
MTV's historic pranks.
Yeah. So it was like
who would host that
show? He's the best at whatever that is.
Also, Andrew, you have that prank call you did to the video store.
Oh, let's hear it.
Hey, is this the video store?
Yes.
Cool. So I'm sitting here with my buddy, and we're having a conversation about some of the greatest movies ever made.
Okay.
And this fucking guy is talking about the movie Elf. You ever seen this movie Elf?
The movie Elf?
It's the Christmas movie. Fucking Will Ferrell.
Yeah, okay, okay, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
This fucking guy said that Elf is better than Enter the Dragon. I'm going to put this moron on the phone.
Elf is phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Don't even. Please, please, whatever. That's some bullshit. I'm excuse my French. I'm sorry. It's not even the case. No.
It's unique. Memorable lines. Great film. It's incredible.
No, I'm not going to say it's not a bad. It's not a terrible movie.
Right.
But you can't compare it to any to one of these martial arts movies, what your buddy just said, man. It's no comparison to me.
You can only compare it on a technical level.
It's a fucking Christmas movie.
Exactly. I watch that stuff for Christmas. Like, with a karate movie, you can watch it year-round.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Elf is the illest shit.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and that's exactly. It's funny, but like I said, it's no comparison to a martial arts movie. Even like, for example, Ip Man. So Ip Man 1. Ip Man 2, Ip Man 3, Ip Man 4. No comparison, man.
Elf is better.
I'm sorry, I cannot even justify that.
Really?
I mean, I even brought up Mean Streets, one of the greatest movies of all time. This fucking guy still says Elf is better over Mean Streets.
Oh, my good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I don't like Mean Streets. I love Elf. Something else that you think will beat Elf.
As far as martial arts?
Yeah.
Okay, martial arts. Right now, I might say Enter the Dragon, mm-hmm. China's Connection, mm-hmm. Five Things of Death,
sure.
Ip Man 4, Ip Man 1, mm-hmm. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I'll keep going on and on, man.
Ooh, that's tough. That's very tough. I'm going to go with, of course, Elf!
Man, Shogun Assassin.
Elf is better.
Master Killer.
Elf is better.
Fist of the White Lotus. Three Evil Masters.
Elf is better. The extensive knowledge that guy has of kung fu movies.
I don't agree with him either, though.
Somebody cut that up. That was really good. That guy that cut that up and used my voice.
Well, that's not real?
Are you out of your mind? That's a fan of ours used that clip of the argument we had about Elf. Many episodes ago. He cut my voice up. That's using one of those machines.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not me. That's a fan using...
That's really good.
It's also very scary. They can cut us up to say anything.
That is pretty scary.
Think about the shit that we say on
the
show.
Who's the other guy, though, that calls?
He's the fan. He calls the video store, and he pretends to be my buddy sitting in the same room with me using our voice.
Shout out to...
Fart Simpson, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he took my voice and clipped it up from when we got
really
an argument about
stuff.
Elf.
I really enjoyed it.
When are you going to Hungary? Are you excited? Can we tell the fans that you're going to Budapest?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can say that I'm going to Budapest. I'm a little...
Bobby's going to shoot a movie for 3 weeks or 4 weeks?
5 weeks.
Wow.
5 weeks, yeah.
Maybe that'll be the end of the show.
I'm nervous about it. I'm really nervous about it.
Why are you nervous?
Because, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's because I don't really...
Are the girls coming?
No. Kalila will mid-trip.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's, you know, I'm never... invited to do big things.
This is huge.
It's a huge movie. And I have a small, obviously, like, you know, it's as small as what I did in Harold and Kumar.
Who cares?
Who cares, right? But it's like there is an excitement, but there's also a little of unknown factor of like, you know what I mean? What is, you know, because I've been on two times because I was in, that was a big movie set was The Dictator, and I also was in Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
It's pretty big, you know what I mean?
They're huge movies.
Huge movies. And it's just a different, you know, thing. And then I thought I was kind of out of the game for many, many years. Just doing, you know, my own thing with you and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It felt good. But then now I got invited to do this thing. So it's exciting, I guess.
That's going
to
be huge.
But yeah.
That's going to be such a. Are you proud of Tito, Bobby?
She doesn't give a shit. And I don't care what she says.
Are you proud, Jules?
Yeah, I am.
She's proud of you.
Yeah. She's never seen anything I've done.
That's not true. She has. We talked about it.
Look at her face. She's never seen anything I've done.
I've seen Splitting Up Together.
It's a good show.
Fuck you.
Wait a minute. It was a good show.
Yeah, she did.
It got canceled, but it was a good show.
Yeah.
Didn't deserve to be. I'll tell you that. Did not deserve to be. I'm on my 6 month of filming Dave. A lot of fans say, why do I say Davey? Because you say that.
Yeah. I'm gonna say honest with you, I've never seen Dave. Said the right way just now.
Fine.
Right?
Yeah, I don't care. FX,
but you know, from the clips, I've seen clips. Mm-hmm. It's a funny looking show. No, I'm being real. I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
And I've seen ads with you in it.
Yeah.
Like advertisements with you in it, right?
Okay.
You look great in it. I'm giving you a compliment, man.
Thanks.
And did you have to audition for that?
They did. They ran me through a big rigmarole.
I don't think you auditioned.
I did.
Did you audition for it?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I had to do chemistry reads with Dave.
Yeah, but you didn't audition for it.
Same thing. I had to do chemistry reads with Dave.
This is okay. I just want to let everyone know what this is, okay? Most people.
I had to audition.
Shut the fuck up, man.
It's insane.
It's not insane.
I had to audition.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Podcast too?
Stop acknowledging me and get through it then. Go.
I will.
Okay.
So most people, you know, your average actor, they call their agent and they go, hey, is there anything? Right? And their agent goes,
hey, baby, I'm out of my Gulfstream jet right now. I don't know. There's nothing down on earth.
Right.
Good luck.
And then they hang up on them. Right?
Yeah.
But some people, they go, hey, FX really wants you for this thing, but obviously you have to do a chemistry read with the lead, right? They already saw 2,300 people for the part. Stop. Don't shake your head again. And if you roll your eyes, I'll gouge them out. All right, we'll gouge them out, right? They're going to – chemistry you, right, and who? Seth Green probably, right? It's always like two big names. You and Seth Green, either one of you will get it. Come and read. You show up. They have fucking cappuccinos.
Yeah.
Right? You don't sign up.
No.
You go and you talk. You talk shop, whatever. You want to put it on the feet? You're also in a beautiful, like, rehearsal hall. It's not like a little office.
No, I did mine in a little office.
Fuck you. And so they go, and then you show up and you go, no, let me finish my cappuccino and then we'll do it.
Yeah.
Right? So you drink your cappuccino. You talk to the guy.
I got to go take a phone call real fast.
Right. Yeah. And then you do it and it's like, after you're done, you know, everyone laughs. You know, it's like one of those things where when people audition, they go, the cast manager goes, all right, thank you. And you kind of leave. But what he does is they laugh, right? I go, man, you improvised that right line. You improvised that line. That was great, man. It was good. And we were in sync. Let's do it again. Let's try it this way. You know what I mean? And they work on it.
Yeah, for about an hour.
For about an hour, right? And when you audition, you have to park on the street 15 miles away. Right. And then you have to go through 15 gates. Just let me finish. Right.
Yeah.
15 gates. Right. And you have to show ID. And then it's like, then you show up in a fucking hallway with 50 people. You sign your name. You have to wait for 3 hours. And then you go into a little office. But for his thing, chemistry reading, right, he gets to drive on the lot. Did you drive on? Did you drive on? Did you drive on?
No.
Yeah, you did. He drives on. They have his name on a fucking thing. Yeah. Right. You park. Right. You probably have a room.
First of all, I had a driver, so I didn't drive on.
Right. My point is that it's a little different.
It's a little different, but I know I had to audition for the show.
That's not auditioning!
I didn't do the – it's not like the – it was
– anyway, thank you for being a bad friend. Thank you for being a bad friend. I got up from my seat, right?
I know.
I counted 26 times, okay? As we're literally descending into LAX, right?
Mm-hmm.
The flight attendants are all strapped in, right? And in my mind, I'm counting. I just kind of calculated in my mind, right? Of my body, I go,
yeah.
There's no way.
Never going to make it.
Never going to make it.
So I get up, right?
Yeah.
And then the stewardess go, sit down! Sit down! We're descending! And I turn to first class. I have diarrhea! Like, I yell it. I don't know what else to say, right? I'm in the fucking plane, right?
Yeah.
I pull down my pants, right? A Jackson Pollock painting. Right? I've never been in the bathroom landing. Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh,
no.
My. You feel so guilty.
But how cool is it?
It's cool. Yeah. And also, you don't need a seatbelt.
No.
I was able to do it.
Yeah.
I had my pants down, right? I was shitting all over the place, right? But I was shitting all over the place, right? And then I get out, right? And then I had to go to the Stewart and everyone and go,
I'm sorry.
I don't feel well. And they're like, it happened, sir, but sir, don't ever do that again.